following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub! In the beginning, there were many. As time went on, there became few. Now there is only one.
And this isn't it.
I tried to give you a second chance. You were a smartass. You're off the show. Bye. See ya. See ya.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show with Doug Duda.
Oh, and the President of the United States is here as well. And, and over there's the Pope. I knew I shouldn't show you that because I knew you couldn't do two things at once. My bad.
You're sorry.
My bad. Everybody that follows college basketball every day of the week, unlike you, Colin Cowherd.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
13 flavors. All of our wings.
It's burger night.
Burger night. Totally jacked. No way. No. Enough with this college hockey. Because they only played them three times.
The Den Popper Inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Bruce Furniture Fan Line. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-3776. And now to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are live on location at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, part of the Midway Auto Group. So we take the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth to Midway today. And of the two locations, we are on the south location here today. We invite you to come on out. Father's Day is right around the corner and a lot of specials going on, not only in the car lot, but to take care of the advantages that you have with their hassle-free pricing and with the vehicle that you may have now, special services. And we'll be talking about that throughout the day, special guests as well here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But we will also be talking as well with sports, as we do every day on this Doug and Daddy Show. College World Series preview continues with Mike Fox, head baseball coach at North Carolina. UNK Athletic Director John McBride will join us for our Loper Link segment on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Plus, we are scheduled to be joined in the second hour of the program today by Nebraska place kicker and Kearney graduate Brett Maher. There is a special event going on with the Buffalo County Community Partners, and their annual fund campaign kickoff is this Saturday at Foster Field, and Brett will be back home along with former Husker kicker and now Philadelphia Eagle Alex Henry and former Husker kicker and Kearney graduate Kyle Larson. And Kyle is probably going to be joining us either tomorrow or Friday on the program, talk about what's going on with Kyle. We've been playing a little bit of phone tag, and we'll have Kyle on the show this week as well. Augie Garrido, Texas baseball coach, joins us in the next couple of days. Tomorrow, the Sotoma 8-man All-Star football camp will be in Hastings at camp, talking with the coaches and a couple of the players as well. But today we are at the Midway Auto Dealership, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, and we invite you to come out and see all the great cars and trucks and whatever it is you're looking for on the lot today. And you see anywhere from brand new to 07 to 08 to anything that might be in your price range. And of course, as always, you can check it out on thinkmidway.com. But we're glad to have you along with us. And Tony, a glorious Wednesday to you.
Well, you know what? We're having a lot of fun out here, Doug. And the thing about the people here at Midway, if they don't have it on this lot, maybe they don't have your particular color, they just get on their computer, they make a few phone calls, they get it for you. That's not a problem. they will find what you need if they don't have it on this lot. If they don't have it on this lot, I would be surprised. But if they don't, they will find it for you.
And, of course, at Midway, they take care of you 24-7 with ThinkMidway.com and a variety of different specials going on here at the Midway Auto Dealership. And as we said, we'll be talking a whole lot more about that as things go on. But we want you to know that free dad from everyday hassles with the hassle-free pricing. Anyone who purchases a new vehicle from Midway from now through Saturday receives a $100 gift card to either Builder's Warehouse or Cabela. Midway also has their all-new Mopar Quick Lube. It's immediate maintenance service at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram here in Kearney. Quality, complete service that saves time and money. And right now you can get an oil change, maintenance inspection, and car wash all done in under 30 minutes for only $29.95. And get this, no appointments necessary. They have so many trained, quality folks here at the Midway Auto Dealership that they can take care of you any time of the morning or afternoon. Even on the weekend, they're going to take care of you. And they've got beautiful facilities here. If you just want to wait around for the 30 minutes, or if they need to take you somewhere, they'll do that as well. We know you're busy. They know you're busy. And they'll take care of you here at Midway. You can enjoy a complimentary cappuccino, wireless internet while you wait here at the Midway Auto Dealerships. The all-new Mopar Quick Lube here at our location, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram.
Doug, I think it is especially interesting. You will want to sit around here and see the action. The cars going in and out, the new cars arriving, the trucks pulling up. I think it's exciting. Why would you want to leave anywhere else? Just wait the 20, 30 minutes. They'll have it out for you, and you can go on your way.
We're going to be talking administration a little bit. We're going to be talking athletic directors. But something that is starting again to make its way around the listening area and around the state of Nebraska is everybody's favorite friend of the program, Dan Beebe. And he has made comments. And, again, I see this as comments that when Nebraska people see him, they make a big deal out of it. And I don't think it is such a big deal. But he was with Chip Brown, I believe it was, talking radio, Austin, the one-year anniversary. Of course, we talked about it a little bit last week of Nebraska leaving and joining the Big Ten Conference. Well, he said about Nebraska leaving, quote, on the Nebraska point, they never really liked, or at least Tom Osborne never really liked the Big 12, I don't think. You know what? Dan Beebe's right. Tom Osborne didn't like the Big 12. He was the guy that was usually the one on all 11-1 votes. What's the big deal? What's the big deal about that? I know Dan Beebe is not throwing dirt in Nebraska's face. He's asked, and you know what? He's now a member of the Big 12. He's still the commissioner of the Big 12. He's not. Why would he sugarcoat anything with Nebraska or Colorado right now? Because they're only members of this conference for a little more than two more weeks.
All of a sudden, you want the guy to give his opinion. He gives his opinion, and really, if he said anything untruthful, Tom Osborne, if it would have upset Tom Osborne anyway, automatically there would have been a statement issued. It's, you know what? We're moving on to the Big Ten. Everybody's happy to be in the Big Ten. No one was sad really about leaving the Big 12. For the longest time. Now there's these stories out there that Dan Beebe saved the Big 12 with a TV deal and them playing the round robin and playing every team. I don't know. Well, that remains to be seen if more people come and rob this conference. But it looks to be one of the power conferences still remaining today. Will it be in 2 years? We'll have to wait and see. Did Dan Beebe save the conference? I don't know.
Well, and another thing, David Ubben, then, the Big 12 blocker, of course, Adam Rittenberg, the Big 10 blocker for ESPN, David Ubben is the Big 12 blocker, caught up with Beebe, and Beebe says, well, maybe what I said was a little stronger than I should have said it. No, that's what he meant. That's what he meant. Don't backpedal. But here's one thing. Beebe did say, what's interesting, though, and maybe even a little bit curious to me, is that Texas and Nebraska were aligned almost exactly on every issue, including the revenue distribution piece and putting all the rights into the conference. So it's kind of interesting when I read about comments about Nebraska now being pleased about being in a conference where they put all their rights in and divide money equally. That's the exact opposite position that they took for years in this conference, end quote, Dan Beebe.
Well, that was one issue maybe we were aligned on. But it was the other 11-1 votes that you speak of, including the championship game that cost the Big 12. How many opportunities, maybe not even for Nebraska, overall, how many opportunities to play in a national title game where the underdog won that game and knocked somebody out of it?
Well, and another thing to talk about, again, those comments ruffle your feathers. They do not ruffle
mine. No. That's what you want, and Chip Brown's great at getting reaction from people, and and getting people's opinions out of them that maybe they normally wouldn't say. So you said it, big deal. I think if it upset anybody, and it upset only had to upset one person in Tom Osborne, he would have already had something to say this morning. He didn't have anything to say, apparently. Or he would have said it.
Some people think it's a big deal. I don't think it's a big deal.
If they think that's a big deal.
You want to talk to Dan Beebe before the end of the Big 12?
No.
Yeah? We don't care if we have the commissioner on?
We've had him on. Nice. He's always treated us nice. He's always said hi. After he looked at my name tag, said, hi, Tony. Great. We're pleased to be moving along, and the excitement for the Big 12 is in the rearview mirror. Everybody's looking ahead at this Big 10 and getting it underway.
If you'd like to email us, you can do so to the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our three words of the week: party, decision, Omaha. You use them in an email that you send to us here at the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll save it on Friday, draw out for a Big Daddy Deli combo meal. We're giving a lot of things away on the show, and one thing that we're going to be giving away, we talked about Brett Maher coming on. We're going to be giving away an autographed football next week that has Brett Maher, Kyle Larson, and Alex Henry's signatures. The past, the current, the present, however you want to say it, with those three kickers. And we will give you a chance to win that football next week on the Doug and Daddy Show, a chance to win that autographed football, which will be a very unique piece of Husker memorabilia, one of those things that you're just not going to get. I don't know how much. I mean, it's never happened, so we'll see what happens when all that comes together on Saturday, but your chance next week to win that autographed football.
What do you think about the success Kyle Larson had in the pro ranks, being the punter for the Cincinnati Bengals for as long as he did it, and then you think the most accurate kicker ever in NCAA football in Alex Henry, and then you get the future of the Huskers right here, Kearney's own Brett Maher. Hopefully, he's a future. We think he can come through in the clutch and do some great things for this team.
888-455-ESPN. That's always the number if you'd like to give us a buzz on the show. 888-455-3776. You know what? I'm going to give them their due because it is the Hall of Fame, the very rarely mentioned sport of NASCAR, has elected their Hall of Fame. Three-time series champ Darrell Waltrip and Cale Yarborough are among five who have been selected to the NASCAR Hall of Fame, joined by eight-time series champion crew chief Dale Inman, nine-time modified champion Richie Evans, and pioneering driver Glenn Wood.
New two of them.
So the way it usually goes. Here's the one thing when I read the extended story yesterday. Both Waltrip and Yarborough had to wait three times to get in. This is the third try to get into the Hall of Fame. If I read this right, Waltrip has 84 wins, Yarborough 83. And Waltrip is tied for either third or fifth most wins ever.
And he had to wait 3 years.
He had to wait 3 years.
What were the baseball?
Once again,
the baseball,
NASCAR,
the base, will the baseball writers vote on it?
What's the deal? I mean, if you're in the top five wins of all time in your sport and you didn't get in on the first time, what do you got to do? What do you got to do? Hey, Darryl, why don't you get in the car and wreck it? Maybe you got to go posthumously. I don't know. That's just crazy to me. I couldn't believe it when I read it.
It is pretty interesting. Yeah, any other sport, first team, you're a lock, and everybody's talking about that before you become eligible. And to wait three times, that's a little sad, I think.
Well, we are glad to have everyone with us here. We're at the Midway Auto Dealerships today. Coming up on the program, as we said, Brett Maher is set to join us in the second half. UNK Athletic Director John McBride will be joining us, and the head baseball coach at North Carolina, Mike Fox, is going to join us as well. But since we're, talking to celebrities, let's bring in Andy here from Midway. What's going on, bud?
Oh, not a whole lot, man. Just trying to turn metal into money.
You've been working on your golf game?
Because
I've seen it needs it as much as mine does.
Well, I don't know if you'd call it working on it. I would just say that I'm actively pursuing trying to erase some inconsistency problems. Does it sound like coach speak right there?
Well, that's pretty good coach speak. But you know what? The one thing I noticed, and I'm not going to give you a bunch of guff about it, it's like the anti-sports guy teacher who gets the summer off. This is your busy time of the year because folks are out taking care of hassle-free, getting their kids off to college, getting their kids ready for the summer, buying new vehicles. this is your busy time of year. You're probably a good bowler, something you can work on in the winter.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, if it came down to like NCAA 2011 football on PS3, I'll go toe-to-toe with anybody. I'm not afraid of it. But, yeah, during the summertime, we've been extremely busy. I've been selling a ton of new vehicles, Midway certified pre-owned vehicles. A lot of great deals going on, so I try and get out on Sundays, you know, and do a little bit of golf, hit the old white ball around.
Well, I know we're talking Father's Day coming up. You guys got some new, more deals. You're out there on the web. You're out there on Facebook, and folks can find out more at thinkmidway.com, but we're here to let them know what you got going on new this week, especially for Father's Day.
Yeah, what we've actually done is go ahead and, you know, kind of give back to the fathers. If you purchase any brand new Midway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, Chevy, Cadillac, Buick product, we're also going to go ahead and give you your choice of $100 builder's card or $100 Cabela's cards. Now, this all comes standard with the hassle-free pricing, our lowest bottom dollar right on every vehicle. Plus, once you go ahead and purchase that vehicle, you're not just getting the $100 gift card, not just getting a great deal. You get a lifetime free of car washes and a year free of maintenance. So we've really taken out the thought process on getting a great deal.
Andy, what's the fastest car available here?
Fastest car available here? Wow, this is a tough one. Here, it's probably going to go ahead and be the SRT8 Challenger. Or up at the Chevrolet store, you also got the 2SS V8 Camaro. They're both ranked inside of 5 horsepower of each other. If you talk to the Chrysler guys, they say, all day long, don't worry about it. The Challenger's got this one. If you talk to the Chevy guys, it's a lot of debate.
Well, the Oregon cornerback Cliff Harris has been cited for driving 118 miles per hour on a suspended license, so I'm thinking he probably was in one of those two vehicles.
Well, I think he was actually borrowing Terrell Pryor's car. That's what I heard.
The one he wasn't using that day.
Borrowed Terrell's Tuesday car. It's Tuesday. It's Friday. I don't need my Tuesday car. Why don't you go ahead and take that thing? At least it was 4:35 in the morning, and he was sober. So he had that going for him.
Boy, that must have been a terrible party.
Yeah.
Must have been a terrible party. Well, Andy, I know a lot of folks have been raving about the thinkmidway.com website, and it continues to grow. You can actually get on the website, click on a vehicle that you're interested in, and one of the sales folks will get in contact with you if you would like, or you can see a little video on some of the newer vehicles out here. It keeps you guys hopping, too.
Oh, it does. I'll tell you what, we've invested a ton of money and a ton of time into this deal. We actually have what we call it's our Midway Concierge. It's a mediator for you to go ahead and do your online shopping and be able to find out all the information that you need. And here's the cool part. We're one of the few stores in America, let alone the Midwest or Nebraska, that's going to show you the rock-bottom dollar price online on every vehicle every day whenever you want to shop it. Because we have people call us all the time. They say, how come your vehicles are so low? What's the catch? The catch is we want to sell a lot of vehicles. Hence, that's why we got a price so low. And we're going to do whatever it takes to go ahead and consummate a car deal. And that's our number one objective, is to provide great customer service and to give you the best ownership experience that you can possibly have.
I know people out there that have shopped online before are a little skeptical of this deal because they get you locked in, have you enter a phone number and an email address, and then pow, the next day, 9 o'clock in the morning. Hey, what were you interested in? At 11 o'clock. That's not what goes on here. You're not over inundated with phone calls, with emails, with all of that.
No, and the best part is when you go ahead and put some of your information online, you're actually conveying to us the way that you want to be communicated with. If you put on there that the best way to get a hold of me is through email and I don't want to be pressured with phone calls, that's fine. We'll go ahead and do it. And the nice part is if you go to a lot of other manufacturers' websites, you're going to find that they start at the highest possible price. It's really nice. People, I hear every day, they say, what's your bottom dollar price? And what's funny, over the past month and a half, now that we have it out there, I haven't heard that once in about 45 days. They just say, wow, that's a really good price. I think I'm in on something. We had a guy buy a car on Sunday. No joke. Came into the store, and I was just doing a delivery. I actually handed the keys to the guy. He went out, looked at the vehicle, drove it himself, came back in with no sales rep and said, hey, he said, I love the price. I love the vehicle. Can we just do the paperwork on it? It was that simple. No joke.
And you brought up another great commercial.
Wow. That's a great price.
Andy, thanks for having us out. We look forward to talking with more folks here at Midway throughout the next couple hours.
Excellent. Glad you guys are out here.
Thanks for having us. We are at the Midway Auto Dealerships here on the Doug and Daddy Show, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Come out and see us at the Chrysler dealership. Lots of great, great specials going on. We'll tell you more about those, but we need to take a break. And when we come back, we'll be joined by the athletic director at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, John McBride, for this week's Loper Link after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, part of the community since 1946. We are the only member-owned financial institution in the area offering checking, savings, shares, auto or home loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Anyone that lives or works in the Hastings area can become a member. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forego an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmers agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmers agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hey, Gold, like, you know why I stay at a La Quinta Inns and Suites when I'm on business trips?
Let me guess. The massive workspace, the reward program with fast free nights. No, wait. The pillow top beds in every room.
No, there's a good reason.
Oh, I know. You make your own waffles.
No, that's why you love La Quinta.
Oh, waffles.
You're drooling, Gold. Like, no, the real reason, after a night's stay at La Quinta, I feel rested and ready. So whatever I'm there to do, I'm going to knock it out of the park. And that's funny because I'm a sports guy. Get it? Knock it out of the park?
Yeah, sports guy. More like idiot guy.
Was that called for?
La Quinta takes care of everything so you can take care of business.
Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
As sunny skies continue through the day today, temperatures top off at about 86 for a high, with a west wind staying from 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see a low of 63 with a slight chance of a shower storm developing later in the evening. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where all of our fine guests are taken care of by our friends at BK, where right now for breakfast you can get two croissant sandwiches or biscuit sandwiches for just $4. Burgers for breakfast also available. That's because they serve their full menu all day long at Burger King, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Daddy, I've got some exciting news. I've got extremely exciting news for you that I cannot pass along to you right now. It will make your day. I guarantee it'll make your day.
Is it about four golfers?
No.
Is there a YouTube video?
No. You have, this is an off-air issue with you that we're going to have to talk about someday. But anyway, I see that the athletic director at Fort Lewis College has tendered the resignation. Thank goodness we haven't had that here at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, or else he wouldn't be sitting with us. The athletic director, John McBride, with us on our Loper Link, brought to you, as always, by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank. You have the reasons, we have the loans, and by the great folks at Garrett Tires and Tread and Appliances in Kearney, with their tire specialists, over five decades of experience on the job at Garrett. John, I know you've been busy. You had meetings last week. We're getting ready for that transition, and thanks for coming out and joining us here at Midway.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me out.
We did have Chancellor Doug Christensen on last week, and we were talking about, he goes, I'm ready to get into the MIAA, and I have to think that in the mind, everybody would love to be starting the MIAA so they weren't in lame duck status, I guess, as it is with the RMAC. But I'm sure there's still a lot more to do. Or where is the University of Nebraska at Kearney right now with its transition from the RMAC to the MIAA?
Well, there's a lot to do yet, and a lot of that will kick off in calendar year 2012. bear with me a little bit, and allergies and all that good stuff this time of year.
I had them last night. I hear you.
Just to, you know, there's a whole lot of behind the scenes work that, from a fundraising standpoint, scholarship standpoint, that time actually helps the additional year that we have to get ready and be competitive to go into the MIAA. We could have made the move. It would have cost some money. Weren't prepared to really pay that money at the time, and didn't feel like it was the best thing from a timing aspect to jump right into it. We don't have an unlimited financial resources, so it's the move from to the Big Ten by Nebraska was easier for them to pull off than it would have been for us to do the same thing in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference. Plus, we are by their code required to stay through this year from a scheduling standpoint, and it has been nice to have the schedules for next year and not have to worry about those aspects of it because the MIA is scheduling beginning in 2012-13. Without this schedule, we would have been trying to figure out who to play, and we would have had to align all the games on an independent basis. It wasn't necessary. We have enough time, and it's a little bit awkward, going to two meetings and sort of you feel like you're going to your own wake a little bit when you go to to the conference meetings in the RMAC because everyone's not talking about you anymore. They've forgotten you. They've gone on to Black Hills State. So they're ready to move on. I understand that. But there's still some things to get done and, still championships to win this year in the RMAC.
John, I guess another question we asked of Mr. Christensen was, UNO leaving, obviously one of the drawing points to this conference was having them there, that built-in rivalry right there. Just your overall thoughts on UNO and the slap in the face it was to the MIAA.
Well, it was an unfortunate that it happened. That's one of the first things I thought of was, we wouldn't be able to continue that rivalry with UNO in any of the sports when they went to Division I. You might be able to play an exhibition game occasionally, but it still makes sense to go to the MIAA for a lot of reasons, and still the student-athlete welfare issue and the coaches getting them off the road and not having quite the travel we've had in the past and spending as much money on travel as we were doing is still the case. If you sit in the MIAA meetings, long trips are 4 to 5, 6 hours. it's not a very long trip in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference, so... I have a different perspective. We're on the perimeter of the MIAA, but the scheduling to this point has been good. It's conducive to saving some money. It's conducive to playing teams that are close to us. The pods we've been talking about include Fort Hays State, Northwest Missouri, Missouri Western, one other team, and I'm forgetting Emporia. It might be Emporia down in Kansas, but it's geographically a good fit for us. It will help us as we schedule going forward with the budget.
And really, they're becoming really uncompetitive for us in football, too. So it's just better they drop their program. That was just going to be an easy win year.
Nice.
Year.
Nice.
There's some things I'll just leave unsaid. But, it's too bad that we won't be able to enjoy that rivalry anymore. Winning the last 2 years has been fun. There's no question about it. Two great wins for the UNK athletic football program where they were with scholarships. And, quite frankly, I think Coach Morris was looking forward to being able to compete with them with more scholarships and be able to compete against the other schools too. So it's too bad that we won't be able to continue playing them. We wish them well in Division I. Hope they do well, except in the recruiting efforts. I hope that doesn't hurt us. I don't know. We'll have to see how that works out in the long range. If that another Division I team in Nebraska helps or hurts us in the long run, and you got to be confident in where you are. We're situated where we need to be in Division II. It's the right fit, the right balance for us, and it's right for the student athletes.
We're speaking on our local link with the athletic director at UNK, John McBride, and coincidentally this morning it was released some new kids that are coming to the University of Nebraska to play football, including 5 former UNO Mavericks, and Jared Boston is a defensive back out of Millard North, Kelby Seal out of Norfolk Catholic, outside linebacker Trey Wilberger of Scott's Bluff, defensive lineman Deck Schwieger of Aurora, and tight end Calvin Zuha from Boone Central at Albion are 5 players that have decided that they're going to come to UNK after the UNO program was disbanded. Also, maybe a couple of other to just throw out there since we're on this subject. Matt Bowman is leaving Kansas State to come to the University of Nebraska at Kearney, and also Ravenna's Josh Crowell, who went to Morningside and played, is coming to UNK. So a couple of local kids are also coming home and should give some immediate impact down there.
Just keep going with it. You're doing fine.
Well, I know in Josh's case, and I did not know this about Matt Bowman, and we'll have to find out more about that, but I can understand what Josh was doing because Jay Christensen, who had recruited him, has moved on and has went to a different school in South Dakota, so he's no longer at Morningside, and maybe that's one of the reasons he has decided to move on. We've talked to John with all these things going on with the MIAA. Not only have increases in scholarships something you have to do, but just like we've said from the very first day, the MIAA is the next level. Where are we with taking care of people on staff, coaches, assistant coaches, hiring more, just kind of that whole bubble of things that go with moving on to the MIAA?
We're in the infancy stages, I guess, of the financial report and analysis we're doing on our current spending practices and then what we will project forward for the MIAA. Good information from the study that was done, the NACTA consulting study that we talked about for a couple years, gave us some great information of where the MIAA was so we could prepare some things knowing where their budgets were as far as coaches' pay, sport budgets, those type of things. So we got a good hand, I think, around that. I think now we just got to put the pencil to the paper and, project that out and then figure out from a fundraising standpoint what we need to do more aggressively. And the football, fundraiser that you saw the most recently, good example, I think, of the excitement and the buzz that's out there about the MIAA. You know, folks are looking forward to this, restoring those rivalries and we're putting a plan together going out 6 to 8 to 10 years and meeting some things. You know, we're not going to do some things overnight. We are going to reach it, though, in a realistic time frame so our teams can be competitive in 2012. And we've got to be at certain levels. And we've had good discussions with coaches. You know, what is that level in your sport, in your respective sports?
Well, I don't know the answer, and I don't know that we've ever discussed this. Percentage-wise, what is the maybe percentage of a salary from an RMAC coach to an MIAA coach, or has that really been looked at much?
It's a little tough to answer because it's really different from sport to sport. But I'd say there's 10 to 12%, difference in some budgets and some coaching salaries and some things that we need to address. Obviously, moving forward, if you're going to play in that conference, be part of that conference, you need to be competitive with that conference, not just on the playing field, but off the playing field. You need to be recruiting with them and be able to do that. You need to be able to, keep people employed and keep them as your coaches and keep staffs employed. And all those things, play into it. We'll be there. Like I said, there's some discrepancies, and everybody knows football is a big discrepancy from a scholarship standpoint. We're addressed that. Will we get to 36 scholarships? I don't know. Do we need to be at 36 all the way? I don't know. we're talking about that. Can you get it done a little bit less? There's some models out there, Minnesota Duluth and some others that do it a little bit differently. So we're asking those questions and going through those type of things with the coaches in their sports, looking at the budgets of the MIA and the averages there, where we're currently at, where we need to be, what timetable do we need to be at? So when we step on the field in 2012, we're competitive, but then staying competitive moving forward.
John, you've got a month and 2 or 3 weeks before the fall sports report and everything gets going out there. The meetings that go on now with the RMAC and the MIAA, do you continue to go to both of them this summer and throughout, or when do we stop dealing with the RMAC and just let them go on their way?
We're attend meetings and we have representatives at RMAC meetings through the year ahead. What we started to do is ask associate ADs to handle some of those things. I don't know that the chancellor may not be attending, except for the NCAA convention is a pretty important one for him to be at. So, you know, we'll be present. We're do our due diligence with the RMAC moving forward. We're still an active member, need to be at those meetings. But quite frankly, the focus will shift, you know, this coming year to the MIAA. It has already shifted. We were down there a week ago, and the MIAA has made a decision to probably, you know, to stay at 15 teams for a couple years and do some scheduling based on that. Keep an eye out for teams, for a 16th team down the road. But that's probably not going to happen now to about 2014, just from a time frame standpoint. So we did some scheduling. I talked about the pods and good discussions. Very impressed with the MIAA hierarchy. The mindset in the MIAA is very, very, and I don't want to say professional, but, you know, it's a very solid group of people. They get work done in a timely fashion and do a lot in a day. So I've been very impressed with my, you know, counterparts in the MIAA, as has Doug Christensen from the CEO standpoint.
Is Wayne State one of those teams that the MIAA will focus on to try and get into this league?
I don't know. I think that would have to play out. I think there's some interest, you know, from Wayne State. I think there's some interest in the MIAA to take a look at them. They're a football playing program with the number of sports that they need to compete. They'd be a good fit for a geographic standpoint and help out with us in Nebraska and some of the schools in the Omaha area, you know, take that place. So some of that makes some sense. I think there's some mutual interest, I guess I'll just say there, that needs to play out a little bit. I don't know if their interest will be as strong if they know they have to wait a couple more years, you know, before the league's going to change or not. But now that'll be a two-year or more, you know, process before they did that. We'll see, you know, where that goes. I think they're amongst the mix of schools that could be interested in doing that.
Just a minute left here with Athletic Director John McBride. Blue Gold wrapped up last week. Looked like it was a success. Are the numbers in, and your thoughts on how things went?
Yeah, very solid day. We had this, you know, good turnout at the golf courses. Both courses were full. With the help of Midway Chevrolet and a number of other signature sponsors, you know, those are the folks that help us on a year-by-year basis make that a success. Because you can count on, you know, 20 or so signature sponsorships to come in every year of those 40-some, you know, odd memberships and teams that we have playing out there. So, you know, their support has been incredible over the years. It's continued for a number of years, and we look forward to continuing that relationship. So, welcome to coming out here today to say thanks to them too.
Well, see, he knows what he's doing. He's got that marketing thing all down. You know, he knows where to make the plug.
Whose email was it? I can't remember which one of you talked about the car as part of the pay today.
It was Doug. That was Doug.
I think we got a 2011 Dodge Ram Big Work Crew ready to go, I would think.
John, go back to Blue Gold a little bit. This money is raised. Is it split? Is it automatically split every year the same way? How do you decipher what money goes to what departments and to what athletics are supported by this?
Not a set formula. That's $40,000 to $50,000 in Blue Gold revenue, which comes from the golf tournament and the raffle, goes toward a bottom-line scholarship number. So it's just a budgeted $45,000 to $50,000 item that we need to have to meet scholarships. So to long or short answer to that question, we need to do better. We need to have more teams. We need to raise more money. We need to up those. We need to double that, triple that, moving forward, in order to keep up with things in the MIAA.
We're not doing it overnight. But if you're a listener out there that happens to have $20 million that they'd like to donate, we could do it overnight.
That's true.
There you go.
There is a way to get that done quicker.
And, John, the sports season obviously now has been over for a few weeks. It ends with track doing a great job, as it always has, in baseball, making the deepest run in program history. To let you get out of here, just kind of a overall thought, anything that you wanted to touch on from this last sports season?
Well, and I appreciate that, because there were some, you know, great performances. Volleyball and wrestling, baseball. They're greatest season ever, and we're very close to one game away from playing in the College World Series, Division II College World Series. So, you know, fantastic season. 16 great seniors went out in grand form. Would have been greater to play another week, but, you know, Winona went out and played in the national championship game, so a pretty good, pretty solid program that we were knocked out by. You know, track and field, you know, Dane Tovey, you know, what can you say? I mean, one of the 29-time All-American, I don't know.
One of the greatest of all time.
Yeah, I mean, what a phenomenal athlete and a great representative of UNK. Alex Paul, you know, was an All-American as well, so had some good performances out there. Very solid year, another RMAC All-Sports Championship, and I don't take that for granted. 14 out of 16. I don't care what league you're in, what conference you're in. A program that can do that 14 out of 16 times is for real. And we got a lot of coaches that put in a lot of time, a lot of student athletes that we owe a whole lot of debt of gratitude to for some phenomenal effort.
Well, John, enjoy what little bit of summer I know that you guys get to enjoy, because it won't be long and we'll be into spring practice. Thanks for coming out to Midway today, and as you do throughout the year, thanks for being on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks for your support during the year, too.
You bet. Athletic Director John McBride joining us here on Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith and Charterwest National Bank of Kearney, and by the fine folks at Garrett Tire and Appliances. We need to take a break. We are back here at the Midway Auto Group, where their hassle-free Ram truck savings are going on now with 1 year free routine maintenance. And hey, if you're looking for a vehicle out here, try the 2011 Dodge Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. It is sale priced over $10,000 discount when you finance with the bank, and that's over $10,000 in savings with their bonus cash. They've got Dodge Rams all over the place for Ram truck, and we'll tell you more about that as we proceed with the special two-hour show on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brett Maher, Husker kicker, along with Mike Fox, North Carolina baseball coach, all coming up. Stay with us.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the try it free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As sunny skies continue through the day today, temperatures top off at about 86 for a high, with a west wind staying from 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see a low of 63 with a slight chance of a shower or storm developing later in the evening. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now, 73.
Yeah, I'm in this terror. Got a head full of stacks. Better
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live at Midway Chrysler, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and we're glad to have you along with us on today's Doug and Daddy Show at the Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Show, or store, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And because we are out here, they've thrown up another great special. It's the Doug and Daddy Midway Mopar Express Lane Special. We told you that you can do that anytime without an appointment. Well, now, today and tomorrow, tell them you heard it on the Doug and Daddy Show, $21.95, and they take care of you in their Midway Mopar Express Lane. Quick lube, immediate maintenance service, complete service that saves time and money, almost a 30% discount over the normal fee. It's done in under 30 minutes. You can enjoy a complimentary cappuccino and the wireless internet. You can work, play games on your computer, whatever you want to do. It takes 30 minutes, hardly time to leave and come back. So they're there for you here at Midway. Mention the Doug and Daddy Show when you come in for the Midway Mopar Express Lane Special. Just $21.95 today and tomorrow. Well, Daddy, we came back in with some Lil Wayne. I know one of your favorite of all time. But you being a huge fan of Lil Wayne, I told you I had exciting news for you. I got very exciting news. Every once in a while, I'm sure folks get this all the time, emails. Lil Wayne coming to the Quest Center.
Oh, we're going to make it rain, and Omaha does not need rain.
I am a preferred customer, apparently. And Lil Wayne with special guests Rick Ross, Kerry Hilson, Far East Movement, and Lloyd.
Lloyd.
Lloyd. The only Lloyd I ever knew was the guy that was on Channel 5 KHAS for a number of years. Lloyd Thomas, I believe, was his name. That's the only Lloyd I really ever knew, but evidently Lloyd is going to be with Lil Wayne. The I Am Still Music Tour, Wednesday, September 7th at the Quest Center in Omaha. I've got the pre-sale here. I'll let you use it so you can get your tickets to Lil Wayne.
Do we got a price on tickets? Are we expensive tickets for Lil Wayne?
What would you consider expensive?
Over $50.
I mean, it's Lil Wayne. If you make it rain, you can probably grab some of those dollars and tens and twenties and fifties that'll be thrown out, and it'll be free.
I as well, Douglas, have some breaking news here on the Doug and Daddy
Show.
Coach Rob Childress will join us in the next 2 days on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Uh-oh. You're crazy. Augie Garrido and Rob Childress set to join us. And today on the show, Mike Fox from North Carolina is going to join us here in our next segment as well. Brett Maher is going to join us as well. The Husker Kicker going to be in town for the Buffalo County Community Partners Annual Fund Campaign Kickoff going on Saturday. Foster Field starts at 11:30. Tailgate party, celebrity photo session. Are you there?
No,
I wouldn't think so. They'll field goal frenzy, Kearney orthopedic autograph session, popsicles. Oh, you're there now.
Yes, I am.
You're there now.
Great.
Check them out on Facebook, Buffalo County Community Partners. We've been giving away and getting people registered for the two-day, two-man Michelob Ultra Golf Extravaganza this weekend at the Broken Bow Country Club. And in just a moment, Merritt back at the studios is going to draw out a winner of all those that have qualified. If you are not the winner and still want to get in, it's $70 a man. That includes your mulligans. It includes your meal on Saturday night. Various formats for the nine holes, best ball, alternate shot, scramble, and aggregate. You'll play 18 Saturday, Calcutta Saturday night. Sunday you'll play the following 18. They've got plenty of golf games and plenty of gifts going on at the Broken Bow Country Club. You can even log on to BrokenBowCountryClub.com or give them a call, 308-872-6444, 872-6444, if you'd like to compete in the two-day, two-man golf scramble known as the Michelob Ultra at the Broken Bow Country Club. Merritt, are you ready for the drawing?
I believe so.
All right. Merritt is putting his hand into whatever it is he's putting his hand into with the tons of entries back there at the studio. And Merritt, what have you come up with?
I think it's going to go to Larry, so I'll be in contact with Larry here shortly.
Larry is our winner, huh? All right. Congratulations to Larry. He is going to head off for the two-man, the two-day extravaganza, unless he tells Merritt that something has changed. Then we'll have to draw out another one. But Larry's the winner, and we'll let folks know about that in just a little bit. Tony, quickly here, I want to tell you, tonight, the Stanley Cup, we're not going to talk a whole lot about it. Because
Nobody else wants to.
Well, yeah, Vancouver wins. That's another lunch for me. Boston, apparently, is the much better team here. They blow them out at home.
Did I not prove
all
that by
three,
picking them?
You didn't pick them. Who did you pick? San Jose?
No, I picked them.
I think you picked San Jose. Anyway, I think Boston's the better team. Now, whether they win or not is, remains to be seen. But if I had to pick, I'd pick Boston.
This would be the third game seven of this playoff set that the Boston Bruins will have won if they can find a way to win tonight. The third game seven, that not only will they survive in advance, they survive and take the cup home. This will be the first Canadian team since, do you know what year that a Canadian team has won the NHL playoffs?
'93.
Yeah, you saw that.
Was that right?
Yeah, you saw that.
Right. Let's see. Sports guy, number one guy on the show. Yeah, I should know that, shouldn't I? That's awesome.
'93, the Canadiens.
That is awesome. Also, but again,
one guy broke.
Remember why I took Vancouver? A Canadian team always wins the year that the Olympics were held. So
that
didn't look like it, man. But he got shoved awkwardly into the boards there, and it did not work out well. Mason Raymond is who you're talking about. Remains hospitalized, and even after this, he'll be out of action 3 to 4 months after being checked into the board and suffered a fractured vertebrae, which is never good. It didn't look good, but you just never expect something like that when they're carrying him off the ice. We're going to take a break here in just a moment, but one other thing, I didn't mention it yesterday. We ran out of time. It was just a jam-packed show yesterday. In fact, glad to have you back.
Just in a meeting yesterday, no big deal, down the road.
I can tell you're emotional.
I really missed the show because I wanted to talk to the California baseball coach. I was pretty fired up for that.
Well, it was a more quality interview, but that's okay.
Well,
see how it goes with Mike Fox in just a little bit. Flag Day yesterday. Thumbs up to all the folks that take the time to put the flags out or even just the little ones in the yard. Makes the city look great. And as I've said many times, in the morning, at work, the TV in the studio doesn't go on to ESPN because it's repeats until 8 o'clock Central Time. I mean, it's stuff I saw last night. I don't need to see it again this morning. It's just repeat after repeat. So until at least 8 o'clock, I've always got it on either NTV or KHAS, flipping back and forth with their morning programs. Good Morning America yesterday. They always do that goofy segment where Sam Champion is out front with his weather in the crowd. Yesterday, the gals that were up front, Kearney, Nebraska.
Yep.
Apparently her name was Katie. And I thought I saw a sign that said something about Park School, but that's all I know. So if you know who was on Good Morning America, shoot us an email or give us a call. And that was kind of cool. 888-455-ESPN or, of course, the email DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. A group of ladies from Kearney hit the big time.
They had they just had a poster up, had the state of Nebraska with a star with Kearney right in the middle of the state. So, yeah, it was pretty exciting. I did get a chance to see that in the morning, and I was pretty fired up.
Wow, it was just nice to know you're up. Mike Fox, head baseball coach in North Carolina, will join us when we come back at the Doug and Daddy Show live at the Midway Auto Group, and plenty of great specials are going on, folks, for Father's Day. Come out and see him. Purchase of a new vehicle, $100 gift card to either Cabela's or Builder's Warehouse. That's just one of the many great items here going on at Midway. We'll be back with more after this.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Here's the big news. Dad does not want another tie for Father's Day. Same goes for socks and shirts and any other sundries that you're contemplating. Nope, Dad doesn't give a hang about that stuff. Trust me on this. On the other hand, Dad cares deeply about Chevy Silverados. No kidding. They're big, they're strong, they can go darn near anywhere, and they don't stink too bad when they're dirty. What's not to like? And right now at Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Kearney, Dad can save over $8,000 on select models. And if he buys any new vehicle this week, he can also get a $100 gift certificate of his choice from either Cabela's or Builder's Warehouse and Midway's one-year free maintenance. And don't get me started on those Tahoes and Suburbans at Midway. They're just stupid priced. Go ahead and check the prices. They're on all the windows. Midway calls it hassle-free pricing. Dad's going to call it great. Remember now, no ties, even if the pattern does match the drapes. Take Dad to Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free for Father's Day. Think Midway.
thing about machines and engines? If they ain't broke, they will be. It's just a matter of degrees and time, and that's why K&K Parts are good people to know. At K&K, hard-to-find parts aren't hard to find, and neither is top-quality machining when you need a part created, or batteries for everything from camcorders to tractors. Though, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, head to K&K, 1204 South Central Kearney.
Hard-to-find parts aren't hard to find here. K&K Parts Company.
Here's my credit card, all my cash, deed to my house, oldest child's birth certificate, TV.
Nobody likes surprise repair shop charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at AutoTech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost half a century of experience to solve most problems. And every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles. Surprise? Now you can take your vehicle to AutoTech Specialists at 25th and I for no surprises.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, golf, basketball, bowling, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 11th through the 14th in Kearney. Sign up by going to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2011 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
As sunny skies continue through the day today, temperatures top off at about 86 for a high, with a west wind staying from 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see a low of 63 with a slight chance of a shower storm developing later in the evening. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
College World Series coverage continues here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio as we get closer and closer in every game of the College World Series, of course, right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll tell you what, Tony, sometimes you get used to coming to the College World Series if you're fortunate enough to do that. And boy, North Carolina, 06, 07, 08, 09.
Mainstay.
Now it probably feels like they haven't been there in two decades. Mike Fox, the head baseball coach of the Tar Heels, gives us some time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, what's it like when you finally miss out after making it four straight years?
Well, we weren't very happy last year. You know, we kind of got in a good routine, but it just shows you how hard it is to get out there. And we seem to, you know, we knocked it on the door last year, but we're excited that we're back this year, and we're looking forward to coming back.
Coach, it's always an advantage to be one of those national seeds to play some games at home and play your super regional at home. But to do it and beat a team like Stanford, a perennial team that's been to the College World Series, has so much tradition, so much success, how satisfying was it knocking them off?
Well, I mean, they had a great club, and I tell you, they're a team that I really would not want to play in the next couple of years. They had some really, really good young players on their team, and we were fortunate certainly to be playing at home, and that helped us. You know, our crowd helped us. We pitched really well, and Stanford certainly has a lot of tradition, and they were very well prepared, and we feel fortunate to have beaten them and moved on.
You guys had a weather delay late in the ball game. You're an inning away from going to the College World Series, and you got to wait out a little bit of weather. How did you keep the guys focused during that time?
Well, that was a long rain delay, you know, 3 hours and almost a half, and we're like, we're right on the brink, but the players handle it very well, and we've got some nice places for them to hang out inside the stadium, and we had to manage both teams inside, and of course the umpires, there's some logistics involved, but our players handle it well, and it's one of those deals where you wonder, you often go, just a fleeting moment is like, well, I wonder if we'd have gone ahead and finished that game and not had a weather delay, what would the outcome have been? But now that you look back on it, you're almost glad, because our pitcher, Michael Morin, was actually better after the rain delay. So we just weren't able to celebrate in front of a big crowd, but it was good that we finished the game that night.
Mike, when you see all the signs, Destination Omaha, and that is the end goal in college baseball, is there a new excitement or is there a new energy this year with the new ballpark?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, absolutely no doubt. I mean, there's pictures of it everywhere, and, the card that they sent out early on, the new road to Omaha ends here, and they've got a huge picture of the stadium, and, we're staying downtown like many of the other teams, and you can walk, and yes, absolutely. I mean, we're going to miss you know, Rosenblatt and turning that corner and going up the hill there. But I'm sure this new stadium is spectacular.
North Carolina baseball coach Mike Fox is joining us here on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show. You said that you've had a confident bunch of kids that haven't been bothered by much all season long. Is that simple maturity, or what do you attribute that to?
Well, I think part of it is, and we've had some really good leadership. We've got a core of seniors that sometimes you don't have, you know, in college baseball. And we were, we weren't very highly touted coming out of the season, and I think that really helped us. Nobody expected much of us because of our losses and from last year, et cetera. But we came back from California. We opened the season out there 4-0, and that sort of started, you know, a good process and a mindset for us that our players really started believing. And it kind of grew all throughout the year. When we'd win a close game, we won a series at Florida State, which we haven't done since I was here. So we've had just things along the way that have kind of kept pushing and prodding our players. They believed, and they believed we could get back to Omaha, and certainly that's the most important thing.
We're chatting with North Carolina baseball coach Mike Fox, whose Tar Heels have made it to now 5 of the last 6 College World Series. Not many things bother the team, but obviously everyone in Nebraska sends our condolences to you, Coach, and your family after the loss of your mother. And obviously that's not only a tough time for you, but a different time for kids that are 18, 19, 20 years old. Can you speak about how those young men handled this situation and how you're handling it?
Well, they handled it exceptionally well, and I had no doubt that they would, because our program is built around, just the program as a whole, and no one individual, is bigger than the program. And certainly most importantly, including me, I did not want to bring this into our program. I've really tried hard, as I think most coaches do, to keep their personal and professional life, very, very separate. But it just happened to hit at obviously a time when we were playing. And I told everyone that I was most at peace personally with what was going on back here at the stadium. Quite honestly, I didn't even give it a whole lot of thought, because, you're wrapped up in obviously something that's you're having to deal with, that everyone has to deal with as they get older. So I was so proud of my players, but I didn't expect anything different. My assistant coaches were awesome. They were so prepared, and they certainly didn't even miss me being here. And I was glad I was able to join them, certainly for the Super Regional.
Coach, your sports information people have informed me when I talked to them to set this interview up. Not only have you not played Vanderbilt this year, you guys have never played Vanderbilt. How is that possible with the proximity of the two schools? And is that correct?
Well, we haven't played them since I've been here, and I'm not quite sure why. We're not all that close together, but for some reason we just haven't. It seems like, maybe North Carolina Vanderbilt would have played at some time. But we just hadn't scheduled each other, and again, there's always the first time for everything. So here we go.
Well, Coach, it is Vanderbilt's first time. Can you guys use that to your advantage and tell us a little bit about the matchup?
Well, I think it's going to be to their advantage, because I know how we felt in 2006. When you finally get there and you've been trying so hard, and you start wondering, are we doing things right, and are we ever going to get there, and gosh, do we have a good enough team, and what's it going to take? And so when you finally get there, this was our attitude in 2006. We're like, oh, my gosh, we finally made it. And, man, we're going to go out there and just enjoy this. And we sort of took that attitude. And of course, we played very well when we got out there. And I have a feeling that's what's going to happen to Vanderbilt. I think knocking down that door in their first time, they're going to be like a taming a wild horse out there, and they're very good. As everyone well knows, they've won over 50 games, and they at one point in time they were the number one team in the country. Great pitching, great offense, power. You got some guys that can run. Great bullpen. They have no weaknesses.
Coach, if you're going to tame a wild horse, why not do it with a pitching staff like yours? Patrick Johnson leads away, 13-1, 2.27 ERA. Tell us about him and Ken Emanuel.
Well, great story about Patrick Johnson. I mean, he's a senior. And, again, you don't have many seniors sometimes in college baseball. In the 2007 College World Series, Patrick Johnson wasn't even on the roster. And he sat in the stand beside my wife through all those games. And now, 4 years later, he's one win away from setting the school record for most, you know, for most individual pitching wins in a season. Incredible story. Little kid, 5'10", maybe 170. If they throw Sonny Gray, it's going to be like two little guys out there throwing. It's going to be pretty cool. Patrick was hurt. Had surgery last summer. Rehabbed all year. And he's just had an incredible season for us, and I couldn't be happier for him. And we certainly wouldn't be going back to the World Series without him, but we probably wouldn't be going without Ken Emanuel either. Very, very different contrast from Patrick Johnson, tall, lefty, freshman, very under control, very poised, maturity off the chart for an 18-year-old. The dugout, you can't tell whether he's pitching or not. Same demeanor, gotten better with every start. We'll see how he does out there.
I know we just have 1 minute left here with North Carolina coach Mike Fox, but Mike, I've wanted to ask you for a month now, but since you've made it to the College World Series, talk about the importance of the way the team played, sweeping number one Virginia late in the season, and the confidence that maybe it gave your ball club.
Well, I think it was sort of the final piece to the regular season, and we certainly did not expect to do that because Virginia is so good as well. And you know, I'm excited that they've made it to the World Series, you know, as well. But you know, our team believed all along that you know we could compete with anyone, and we've lost a lot of, you know, the games we've lost, most of them have been close. And but that series, everything just fell into place. Three really tough, grinded out games came down to one pitch or one swing of the bat or one defensive play. We were shocked that we were able to do that, but didn't really surprise our players because they sort of believe, but it obviously surprised our coaches because they're really good. But we just sort of kept it going from there and been fortunate to be able to play it, you know, play at home. And but obviously it starts all over again when you get out there.
And, Mike, I don't know if you've heard, it was publicized in Nebraska yesterday, former President Bush is going to throw out the first pitch before your game, so that means there's going to be extra hoopla. Just your thoughts on it.
Oh, yeah, how cool is that? A couple of our players found out, Chase Jones, our bullpen catcher slash assistant coach, he was the most excited yesterday. He's a big fan, and he told me he was going to get some book last night to read up on President Bush. So he wants to go out and catch the pitch, and I said, well, I have a feeling that's probably already been decided, Chase. But you know, that's pretty cool, and I know he has a history with the, you know, with the College World Series and thrown out the first pitch before, and his father played in it. So that just goes and tells you about the history of the College World Series and what kind of stage it is. That's very cool.
Well, Coach, you won us over with your sports information department. Very, very easy to work with. One of the best we've ever worked with, matter of fact. Tell those guys they did a great job. Thank you so much for your time, and welcome to Omaha. And we look forward to catching up with you later in the week when you advance.
Absolutely. Look forward to it. Thanks for having me on.
Mike Fox, head baseball coach at the University of North Carolina. Again, one of those guys that when they've made it, we've been able to have him on the show, always gracious with his time. I know these guys are so swamped, and anybody that joins us, we are sure appreciative of. Augie Garrido later in the week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. North Carolina, I like them, Daddy. I think they've got a good draw. Vanderbilt, a first-timer, obviously. They're going to have some very good pitching on this Vanderbilt team. We'll make our picks later on, but I like North Carolina. And again, such a stacked field this year. There's no weakness in this field. You may look at Cal and say that they are the weakest team, and I think that's fair if you want to say that, because they are not a number one seed or a number two seed coming in. But most of the big boys made it here. Every game is going to be tough. But I like North Carolina.
Six out of eight of the top national seeds advancing is almost unheard of in this deal. And whether they're playing at home or not, yeah, that's a huge advantage. It still doesn't happen very often. And you're right. North Carolina as a team has been there, been there, seen it, done it. They know what the atmosphere is like. They had players like Patrick Johnson. Hey, he wasn't on the team, but he saw the atmosphere. He got to be around the team. He saw what those guys were experiencing. 13-1, 2.27 ERA. Now, that second pitcher, Doug, we don't have his, you know, we don't have his bio and everything. To know he's a freshman, there's where maybe you enter a deal. You say, oh, 8-1. Well, he's never pitched in front of 25,000 people. That second night, it should be interesting to see, you know, how he comes out. If he gets through the first two innings, he's probably going to be 9-1, and will, you know, do, but if he doesn't and has troubles, the spotlight's totally different.
We noticed one thing, too. We talked with Rob Childress earlier in the year when they played Nebraska about how they were getting almost a strikeout an inning from their staff, and their fielding percentage was so good. Well, North Carolina, this is a school record defensive team, so look for that as well. Now, their pitching staff doesn't strike out everybody like A&M has done throughout the year, but one thing that it's never a stat. It's a stat that's brought up in almost every other sport, but not really baseball. They are a good fielding ball club, so if they can put the ball on the ground, if the pitchers can keep them down, this team is going to do very, very well. And we're glad you're with us here from Midway today, a special extended Doug and Daddy show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Much more College World Series talk going on throughout the show today and throughout the week. We're going to take a break here, though, and be back with more from the Midway Auto Group right after this.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.